Welcome, everyone, to the seventh program of the 24th Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment. This series of musical portraits of famous Americans is presented, transcribed by the Standard Oil Company of California, especially for you, our listening audience in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West, Alaska, and Hawaii. Today, through story, historical events, and music, we're going to hear some personal things about a man who, through his persistent curiosity, thoroughness, and genius, was able to change our whole modern way of living. Yes, our musical portrait is that of the American inventor, the electrical wizard, Thomas Alva Edison. How many of us ever stop to think that when we turn on an electric light, listen to our radio, pick up the telephone, ride on an electric train or streetcar, and enjoy hundreds of other pleasures and conveniences, we are doing so only because of Thomas Edison? Even William Schumann, one of our American composers, would have had to find some other subject to write about when he composed his newsreel in five shots, for without Edison's kinetoscope, there would be no present-day motion pictures. Schumann's entertaining newsreel gives us glimpses of monkeys at the zoo, parade, fashion show, tribal dance, and horse race, which we are to hear now.
Yes, ma'am. Big double roasted double joint peanuts. Right here, ma'am. 5 cents, please. Thanks. Peanuts, chewing gum.
How about a newspaper, sonny?
Yes, sir. Right here. The latest edition. Anything else, mister? Candy? Fresh peanuts?
No, thanks. Just the paper. Say, you are quite a salesman. Pretty young to be a butcher boy on a train, aren't you?
Oh, no, sir. I'm 12.
Live around Detroit?
No, sir. I live in Port Huron. The Grand Trunk makes the daily run between Detroit and Port Huron.
Yes, I know. What's your name, son?
Tom, sir. Tom Edison.
Well, Tom, I suppose you work hard here as a candy butcher on the Grand Trunk to earn money so you can see the sights of the metropolis of Detroit while you're waiting for the train to pull out in the evening for Port Huron.
Well, sir, I've discovered a free library in Detroit, and I try to read a foot of books a week.
Mm.
And then I have my other businesses, too. I have a fruit and vegetable stand that another boy runs for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a newsboy on the other Grand Trunk train between Detroit and the fort. And then I have my laboratory set up in the baggage coach on this train. And
Enough. Makes my head spin just to listen to you. Some businessman. You'll probably be wealthy before you're of age.
Oh, I don't think so, sir. I manage to give my mother some of my money each week. But I never seem to have enough to buy all the books and the supplies and laboratory equipment I need for my inventions.
Are you going to be an inventor? I thought everything in the world had already been thought up and invented.
Tom Edison! If I ever get my hands on you, I'll... Oh, so, there you are.
What's the trouble, Mr. Stevenson?
Trouble? You bet there's trouble. Here, come on, gather up your wares. Your career as a train boy has just ended.
Now, just a moment. This sounds serious. Surely there's some mistake. This boy is so industrious.
I'll say he's industrious. Why, just now, one of those confounded jars or sticks or something that he keeps in the baggage room fell on the floor and started the sweetest little blaze you ever saw. And if I hadn't been passing through and was quick-witted enough to rush for the fire buckets and put the infernal thing out, why, the whole train might have gone up in smoke. Never again will I put up with such foolishness.
My chemicals, Mr. Stevens, and my chemicals. Were they damaged? And the equipment?
I don't know. And what's more, you'll have plenty of time to examine them carefully at the next stop, because that's where you're getting off, Mr. Thomas Edison, inventor.
Hey, Lem. Lem, have you heard about Sam Edison's boy, Tom?
Yeah, the news and candy butcher on the train.
That's the one. Only he isn't working for the railroad any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Got fired. Something to do with those chemicals he's always a-fooling with.
Hey, what's he done now?
Gone and rigged himself up a telegraph wire. He and that Roland Brenner got a table set up in the drugstore. Wants us to leave messages there for him to telegraph to the depot.
Yeah, the loon. Wants us to pay for sending them, does he?
That's the idea. But I hear he's not getting much business.
I don't know. Boys nowadays aren't content to be honest farmers or merchants like their folks. Got to always be fooling with something new.
I know. I don't even hold with this telegraph business. Sending messages in code. If I want to send a message to someone, I do it by the post. Or send one of my young'uns. I don't depend on the telegraph.
Morning, Lem. How's Elvira and the babies?
No, middling, Sam. Just middling. I hear your boy Tom's gone and got himself a fine telegrapher's job in Boston.
Yes, he has, Lem. It's $30 a month. We're mighty proud of him.
First thing you know, he'll be making more money than is good for him. Getting citified ways and high and mighty manners.
No, not Tom. He's pretty quiet. Minds his own business, reads his books, works on his inventions. Doesn't seem to care about society at all. He writes to us from Boston that he's been trying to rig up a telegraph system that will send two messages at the same time on the same wire.
Tomfoolery. That's what it is. Just a lot of tomfoolery.
Yes?
I want to place a note in the Boston Telegrapher.
Well, you come to the right place. Do you want to run an ad in our paper? The telegrapher carries the lowest rates, best ads.
No. I just want to say that Mr. T.A. Edison... Well, I have it written out right here. There you are.
Mr. T.A. Edison has resigned his situation in the Western Union office, Boston. 20 cents. Oh, say, boy.
Oh, I have the 20 cents.
Yeah, I see you have, but what I want to know, who is this Edison? Who cares whether he quits Western Union or not? What's he got to invent that hasn't already been invented?
Why,
Here's your change. 50 cents you gave me, you get back 30. Next time you see this Edison fellow, you tell him for me that I think he's a fool, giving up a good job with Western Union to invent things.
Yes, sure, I'll tell him. How much is a ticket to New York, sir?
From Boston to New York, $2. And let me see, better look it up. A round trip, I suppose?
No, one way.
Yeah, you're just in time to catch the Boston Limited. Be leaving in about 10 minutes. Get you to New York tomorrow or the day after. Be 2:30 all told.
Well, all right. Now, here's the 30 cents, and I have all my laboratory equipment with me, which you can hold till I make the $2 good.
Say, listen here, young fella. We don't do business like that. you either have the money for the ticket or you don't ride the train.
I sort of thought that's the way it would be. Well, thanks. Sorry to have troubled you. I just thought since I used to be a telegraph operator for the Grand Trunk...
Oh, you were?
Yes, started as a candy butcher. Well, good day to you, sir.
Wait a minute. Maybe, after all, I could loan you the $2. Don't know why I should, though, except you look honest.
Would you? I'd pay you back, and I'll leave all my books and equipment. I'll send you the money just as soon as I get a job.
See that your word is good. That's all I ask.
Well, I don't mind where I ride on the train. Any place. I sleep any place.
Well, as long as you're paying 30 cents of the fare, you may as well get your money's worth. I'll put you on the Limited. Sweetest steam cars you ever did see. Now, bring your stuff round the back room, put your name on it, and where I can reach you, just in case I have to send the sheriff for my $2. And hurry, she's about to pull out. Yes, sir, that locomotive fairly dances on those rails. That is, if you can imagine a steam locomotive doing a dance.
Sam, I hear Mrs. Edison's been feeling pretty poorly lately.
Well, she's feeling better today, thanks, Lem.
See, you've been to the post office. Another letter from Tom?
Yes, he's living in Menlo Park, New Jersey now.
Oh, still fiddling with those contraptions of his?
Yes, still fiddling. But he's doing fine, Lem, just fine. He just sold all his inventions to a General Lefferts for a sizable amount of cash. $40,000 or thereabouts.
I don't believe it. Not Tom Edison. Why, he's never been able to hold a job more than 3 months at the very longest. No, sir. No, sir, I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. Here it is in his own handwriting. Here it is. Dear Father, why don't you write to me and tell me all the news? You spoke in your last letter that Mother was not feeling so well.
Get to the money. Down there in the middle of the page. Cash. I'm in position now to let you have some cash... since I just sold all my inventions to General Lefferts for $40,000. Why, Sam Edison, that boy turned out to be a bloated Eastern manufacturer.
It's got to work, men, that's all. The plant, my home, everything depends on this. The machine must talk.
I don't know, Mr. Edison. That's expecting quite a lot. I'd be willing to bet $2 it doesn't work.
I haven't got $2, but I'll wager a barrel of apples.
Well, keep your shirts on, boys. We've all seen stranger things come out of Menlo Park. This just might work.
Mr. Edison, the sheriff is here with his red flag again. And he says if we don't pay up this time, he'll have to hang the flag on the door.
Oh, don't bother me with money matters. Look on the nails. The unpaid bills and notes are on one nail. Account of the money people owe me is on the other nail. Now go away.
But the sheriff, Mr. Edison...
Tell him to go away, too. Now, Charles, let's try it. I'll recite, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Now, shall I flip back the mouthpiece?
Yes, and put the cylinder back in place. I'll turn the crank. Ready?
Ready.
It just has to work. It just has to.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
It works.
It's incredible. It's miraculous.
It works. The talking machine works.
Tom.
I've had excellent help. But now we can give the world something wonderful. Do you realize that people in their parlors at home, people of moderate circumstances who couldn't afford to take their whole family to the theater or the concerts, can enjoy them over and over now? Why, we can put music, novels, literature, anything that has a sound. We can put on records.
Imagine being able to sit in your own parlor and listen to a Liszt rhapsody or Saint-Saëns ballet music from Samson and Delilah.
Happy New Year? Oh, so it is, Charles. Happy New Year to you. I wonder if 1880 will be as good to us as 1878 and 9 were.
Well, you did develop two wonderful inventions, the telephone and the talking machine.
You can't rightly call the telephone my invention. I merely made a separate receiver and speaker transmitter.
Well, at any rate, you made Alexander Bell's toy into a workable, modern instrument. Well,
Mr. Bell wouldn't like to hear you call his life's work a toy, Charles. As for that matter, all inventions are toys. Look at our phonograph. It wasn't even a very substantial toy at first. But today is the day. New Year's Eve, 1879. This is the most important thing we've ever attempted.
People are beginning to gather, Mr. Edison. They've come on special trains, farmers and their families in wagons and buggies. Local townspeople afoot. Everybody's coming. And it's snowing.
Well, I suppose everything's in order. I promised the Herald that the Edison Company would give a public demonstration of the electric light bulb before the end of the year, and we're just about going to make it.
Everything's ready, just as you ordered. 25 lamps in the laboratory, 8 in the office. Christie Street is set with lampposts, and the houses designated along Christie with another 20, just as you ordered.
Fine. Well, men, pull the switch and open the door. And be sure to protect the property as much as possible. People will ask millions of questions. Answer them. But try to save the lamps. No souvenirs.
Ready with the switch, sir. Anytime you say.
All right. No.
Actually think it will burn for any time at all?
It's miraculous. Why, it's as light as day in this room.
But it's against the laws of nature.
It is incredible. I can't understand how it will ever be put to a practical purpose.
Can be turned on and off at will.
Even turned upside down. And you can't blow it out. No odor, no smoke. Just bright, clear light.
Oh, there's Edison himself.
Where? Where? Oh, really?
Why, he's such a plain-looking man. I expect you to see an elderly man, dignified, elegantly dressed.
Why, Edison's just a young man. Must be in his early 30s.
32, I think he is.
I hear he's very deaf.
Some accident when he was a child. Accounts for his being able to concentrate, so they say.
The people of science call him a wizard.
Wizard? These lamps won't last. Why, they won't burn over 3 hours at the very most.
I don't agree with you. I think Thomas Edison has given us the light of the future.
So with this modern song from World War II, When the Lights Go On Again, we conclude our musical portrait of Thomas Alva Edison. This popular song, which compared the return of peace with the return of lights to a darkened world, makes us realize the great contribution Edison made to civilization when he perfected the electric light. In his lifetime, Edison took out more than 1,000 patents on his inventions, inventions that have changed our way of life. His electric motor made possible the electric trains and streetcars. He improved the telephone, the typewriter, and the telegraph. Another musical tribute to his inventiveness was heard earlier in the program when we played William Schumann's Horse Race from his newsreel. Listen now and pretend you're at the movies watching the monkeys at the zoo in a newsreel. Edison made one of the very earliest motion picture cameras, and his phonograph made possible our modern talking pictures. He developed better ways to make cement and steel, and even this microphone I'm using is a result of some of his early experiments. Thomas Edison's philosophy of life was work. He said, "I want to bring out the secrets of nature and apply them for the happiness of man. I know of no better service to render for the short time we're in this world." And looking around us today at the modern conveniences we all enjoy, wouldn't you say Edison did just that? Next week, our musical portrait will be that of the author known as the American Scot, James Fenimore Cooper. So be sure to listen. The Standard School broadcast is transcribed in San Francisco by the Standard Oil Company of California, for release in the 7 western states, Alaska, and Hawaii. The orchestra is under the direction of Carmen Dragon, and Henry Leff was heard as Thomas Edison. This is John Grover speaking.